Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, American Free Press editor Mark Anderson, and we have a special show tonight, as I've been promoting as much as I can. Governor Jesse Ventura, we'll call him. Of course, he's the well-known former governor of Minnesota, an independent. How dare he? And an author of a number of books, and he did his True TV show on conspiracies, his latest book being 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Of course, they probably have 63 million more, that they'd rather we didn't read in their extensive Suitland, Maryland, Underground National Archive facility that some have told me about, and a number of other National Archive facilities strewn throughout the country, Fort Worth, Kansas City, Lord knows what's in there, perhaps even the Ark of the Covenant like it shows on the Indiana Jones movie, for all we know, if I may use a little fantasy vision there. At any rate, Mr. Ventura will be on with us shortly, right after the first break. And he has, of course, been fearlessly marching forward since he was governor of Minnesota to enlighten the world through whatever means he can, through the conspiracy show that he's done, I believe, two seasons on True TV, and a couple of books. I lose track. He's done at least the book on conspiracies, and now this 63 Documents book, which we'll call it for short. And this latest one is the New York Times best-selling book, or at least he's a New York Times best-selling author. And it covers a lot of ground, including some 9/11 matters, also how Nixon wanted to crack down on youthful dissonance, and a number of other matters. And it even tells about MKUltra, of course, CIA's clandestine program, PSYOPS operation, as it were, Operation Northwood. I'm thumbing through it here, what really happened in Vietnam at the Gulf of Tonkin, and so on and so forth. Most of it is copies of the actual documents themselves, and it's a fascinating read, and it's nice to see the hard copy of these materials as opposed to people just quoting or paraphrasing them. Interesting parts about the Warren Commission and how that report in the wake of the Kennedy affair was distributed and the way it was described as propaganda. And at any rate, it's an amazing overview of these 63 key documents. Matter of fact, we'll break protocol a little bit and bring Mr. Ventura on right now as we get into the break. You out there, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm listening, just quietly listening to you talk. You know, you're stating everything as good or better as I could.
Do you prefer to be addressed as Governor Ventura, Jesse? How do you like that?
Well, you know, I don't know. The way it works technically is you're always the governor. You're just not the current one. You do get the title for life, the same as like Bill Clinton, who is always Mr. President. You're just
okay.
Not the current one. So governor's fine. Most people just refer to me. I'm in rare company. I was written about Minnesota, that in Minnesota there's, and I really took this. This was very flattering. He said there's only four people. You only have to say one name for Minnesota. And that's Dylan, Prince, Jesse, and Sid.
Very good. Hold that thought, and we'll get into, of course, deeper matters.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
On this fine evening, June 6, 2011, and as promoted recently, this is the special American Free Press Hour with your host, Mark Anderson, and our guest, our special guest, Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura, who had the audacity to win the governorship as an independent candidate. And he's had some real experiences there that we'll probably ask him about tonight. We're talking a lot about his new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, among other matters. And Governor Ventura, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this book because, like I say, as a journalist, I like hard documents. I don't like a whole lot of claims, allegations, secondhand stories, things whispered from ear to ear to ear. I like seeing the hard copy. That's what I like about this book. It's as much a reference book, really, as a nonfiction read.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it stemmed from my previous book, American Conspiracies, because, of course, in that book, we took the conspiratorial side of the issues and really showed a lot of evidence that showed the conspiracies have sometimes are more valid than the government's conspiracy response, if you want to call it that. So, you know, I thought, let's do a book on government documents. Excuse me. That way, nobody can dispute these are government documents. They're nothing I've made up. They're not conjecture on my part of what I think happened. It's all right there in the documents. You can decide for yourself.
That's what I like about it as a journalist, and it's very important that we get in the habit of that, that we have to see the hard copy. We have to see exactly what the government's thinking was. Of course, to the extent that they'll declassify these things, you always have these hurdles and roadblocks and FOIA requests and whatnot. But it's very important. The approach is, I think, just as important as your content here. And I could pick a number of them. I'm really intrigued by the neoconservative Project for a New American Century in one chapter and another, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Pentagon's stand-down order on 9/11, among others. And then you have stuff on JFK and Nixon and whatnot. Starting with the Project for a New American Century, it's clear that 9/11 by design or default fits their design for the projection of power. They love to talk about power, the neoconservative clique.
Well, it does, because it lays the whole thing out. It says that basically in order to go forward with all their recommendations will take a great many years unless a Pearl Harbor type of event were to occur, which I guess would speed up the implementation of what they wanted to do. And lo and behold, along comes 9/11, and that's exactly what it does. And, you know, when an event like that is written about years ahead of time, and then you tie it into something like Operation Northwood, which we show in the book, back in the early Kennedy years, where the Pentagon actually suggested, the suggestion to President Kennedy was for the military and the CIA to attack certain of our cities to make it look like Cuba did it, to get the country in an uproar so that they would support an invasion of Cuba. The two scenarios are eerily close, don't you agree?
It makes you wonder about the whole story about the missiles of October, the whole Cuban missile crisis. The whole story is thrown into some doubt because they very well may have kind of hooked up that whole scenario to make it look like a Soviet attack, when in fact it would have been Northwood in some degree all along.
Well, even if the missile crisis was separate from it, it still was the fact that they would deceive the American public into we doing something against ourselves, that's treason.
That's treason in a major way.
That's treason. There's no cut dry. If I were the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff offered that suggestion to me, it would be very difficult for me not to have them arrested.
Yeah, and instead Kennedy was arrested in a most heinous way for disagreeing with it, because what I've seen is most people predict that if Kennedy had remained in the presidency, he would have continued avoiding war like he traditionally did, and he wouldn't have went along with that. In no way, shape, or form, especially in such a treasonous manner. But yeah, the Project for a New American Century is all about power. It's all about fight and decisively win multiple simultaneous major theater wars. If this country could even afford the blood and treasure to simultaneous wars.
Here's a great thing that troubles me. I turned 60 this summer, and I'm right after, I was born right after World War II, right as Korea started. In my lifetime, we have been at war for over 30 years. Over half of my life.
And now
we are the
United States at war. Yeah.
But we're the most war country in the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, all we do is run around and create fight wars. And
there
I think it's time for that to end. And these documents prove a great deal of that, that it's initiated. I often wonder why our defense budget has to be so large. Well, it's because every other year of my life we're fighting war, just like the last election, 2010. You know what bothered me the most about that election? The wars weren't even discussed. They weren't even on the table of discussion.
Yeah, very troubling.
They've gotten our country so to being at war, that we now accept that we're at war like we accept eating, sleeping, and going to work.
Yeah, it's become a staple of the economy and the overall culture. We're at war essentially permanently, what they call perpetual war.
Well, take a look at what happened to Rome when they tried to do that.
Yeah, the legions were throughout the known world, and Rome was sacked and dissolved, basically.
Exactly, and that's exactly what's going to happen to us. You know, I find it so ironic, the old saying that if you don't study and read history, you're destined to repeat it. I'm watching this repeating history now within decades.
Yeah, it's
not even within
really,
lifetimes. It's within a decade or two.
It's taking on a terrible timetable. It's difficult to stop the momentum of this thing, and I think hopefully exposure such as this and others will lead to solutions. And, of course, we've seen the so-called taking out of Osama bin Laden in a rather strange mission. years ago. You worked with the Navy SEALs. They were involved in this supposed raid. Do you think the real Osama was on the other end of those guns?
I have no idea. You know, if you're not, you know, I am a former Navy SEAL. I was proud that they would choose them to do the job because they are the best qualified. Absolutely, they will get the job done if it can be done.
Sure,
I have all the confidence in the world of that. But if you're not on the ground, if you're not a knuckle dragger that actually went into the room, you have no idea, and I won't question at all what happened there. Could the Navy SEALs be deceived? I'm sure they could be. There could be an Osama lookalike in there. Because remember this, they will come in fast and hard. They will be on a schedule. The person will be given one opportunity to surrender. If they fail to exercise that opportunity, they will be eliminated. When you send in the Navy SEALs, there's a good chance people are going to die. But they will also act quickly because time is of importance, surprise is of importance, and they have to get in and get out. So there won't be any debates that go on.
Yeah, and not a lot of time to compare photographs with the guy they're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly. Or fingerprints or whatever. They claim they got his DNA. I don't know. What troubles me about it is that they said the guy was on dialysis 10 years ago.
Correct.
And many doctors have stated that the disease he had is fatal within 2 to 3 years. So
yeah.
I question, how did he survive 10?
Yeah, a number of anomalies regarding his health, regarding, you know, the possibility of lookalikes. But good enough there. I wanted to touch on that. It's been, some say, 10 years since the real Osama died. It's been 10 years since 9/11 that he allegedly was involved in. So they say his FBI most wanted report or most wanted posting never actually listed him as wanted, being wanted for 9/11, but only for the USS Cole and some other matters.
Oh, that's completely correct.
Yeah, and well, we'll let that go. We don't want to waste much time on that enigmatic figure, but I thank you for commenting on that. Moving on, I'm kind of just thumbing through your book, Free Fall of Building 7. Building 7, and here's an interesting note. May or may not know, Jesse, Governor Ventura, whatever, and the listeners may or may not know. If you want to see the inside of Building 7, watch the movie with Harrison Ford, and it's called Working Girl. And it came out in the late 80s. And who's the blonde? Melanie Griffin.
Melanie Griffin, yeah.
Melanie Griffin and Harrison Ford are in the movie Working Girl, and that movie, when they're in the office rooms and in the elevator lobby, was filmed inside of Building 7. Kind of an interesting little footnote.
Really? I didn't know that. I remember the movie.
Yeah, when they meet in the big boardroom with the execs and there's the comedic things going on and they're at the elevator, that is Building 7.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, when they first opened it, they couldn't get enough renters, just like the Twin Towers. And so they started using it for other things, but we'll talk a little more about Building 7 with Governor Ventura right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Going into a shorter segment now before the messages at the bottom of the hour, June 6, 2011, the AFC Hour. I'm your host, American Free Press editor Mark Anderson, and American Free Press will be covering the annual Bilderberg meeting in Switzerland this week. Stay tuned on our website, AmericanFreePress.net, and hopefully on this show, RepublicBroadcasting.org, if we get the information out in a timely manner, and of course in our hard copy newspaper. Voice call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. To subscribe to AFP, a special through this station only, 18 weeks for $17.76. Now, that same number, 888-699-NEWS, you can call our First Amendment Book Division to order the book of our guest tonight, Governor Ventura, his latest 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. And we'll reiterate that number later as this hour quickly progresses. Governor Ventura, Building 7, as I noted, was shown a little bit in that movie, Working Girl with Melanie Griffith, just kind of a footnote there. This is what changed me, Governor, on 9/11. I kind of tacitly accepted at least some of the conventional story, hard to swallow though it may be, until I sat down at a Kansas City conference one day, 2006, and saw the film of Building 7 going down at what looked like free fall speed. That's what changed me and made it so I didn't just believe the official conspiracy theory anymore.
Well, it's usually something dynamic like that, I think, that does happen to us because we're so ingrained to believe our government. We're so ingrained to believe our government would never deceive us, they would never lie to us. But then when you pull the covers back, you take a look underneath, you find out truly that they've always lied to us, if you go back through history. And for me, what got me, what made me question it, was in 2003, right after I got out of office, when George Bush announced we were going to invade Iraq. Because it was at that point, I'm a Vietnam veteran, it was at that point
saw that within a year after I saw the footage of Building 7. And it was disturbing, although I had to sort it out, separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were, decide what sounded believable and what didn't. But it opened up a whole new range of possibilities and questions.
The point of the matter is, just because one thing may not be true doesn't mean other things are not true. You know, the people that like to say conspiracy theorists, well, I had a guy say to me one time on the air, well, what happened to the plane at the Pentagon? And I said, I don't know. He said, well, there you go. Just because I don't know what could have happened to that plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon, that makes any other questioning fraudulent. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know is an honest answer.
I don't know what happened. If only the perpetrators would know what happened to the plane.
Yep. You can deduce, like a Sherlock Holmes, if it isn't this, and if it isn't that, then it has to be this.
You don't know for sure.
Yes.
All you do know is that it isn't what you were told.
Right. With the Pentagon, if I may touch on it briefly, I don't see any scrapes on the ground. I don't see any wings or tail sections. I don't see a impact zone that looks like a plane hit it. Ergo, I deduce that it most likely wasn't a plane. But you cannot say with total certainty whether it was or wasn't a plane, what happened to it, especially if it wasn't, only that it must have flown over. If it didn't fly into it, it had to have flown over. There's no other option.
Yeah, who knows? Like, to me, my greatest thing on the Pentagon was interviewing April Gallup.
I've interviewed her, too.
This young former military sergeant who had hired the top secret security clearance, and they don't just give those out. And
no.
She looked me right in the eye and said, Governor, I was in the room. She said, I thought a bomb went off. I walked right out the hole. And she said, I suffer from post-traumatic stress because of my vivid memories. She said, vivid. And she said, I saw nothing that indicated a plane hit there. She said, I thought a bomb went off.
And that's why they tried to shut her up. Never changed her story. She never wavered. She tried to take it to court. The appeals court recently shot it down, as AFP reported. And she never really got that case rolling the way she wanted.
Right, because obviously it'll be blocked politically by the government.
Yeah, one of Bush's cousins was one of the appeals judges in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Judge Walker. Yeah, a Judge Walker. His first name escapes me right now. I think the first cousin of the Bush.
I would be after abstain.
That was the question asked. I don't know if he was also a skull and bones, which is traditional to the Bush plan, but why didn't he abstain is a very good question. All these bottom-of-the-hour messages are right on us. They always hit you hard. We'll be right back with more from Governor Ventura on Building 7 and a number of other matters on how to get this book. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Not too
anything in the future? Nothing, no plans of that now. The way to judge that is simple. If I shave my head.
Okay, thanks.
See, I've got longer hair now, and unfortunately you can't run and look like I look. Isn't that weird? I'm the same person. But so the key for me is if I shave my head. That's the warrior coming in.
Thanks a lot, Governor. I'll get your book, too.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out, John, at 888-699-NEWS, First Amendment book, his latest book, 63 Documents. Thanks for calling, John. Moving on, we'll take one more. We got to keep it brief because this time goes fast. Dave from Massachusetts.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mark, you know, when I was talking last week, about that we have a national debt and not a national debt, did you notice that a couple of days after that, this great Satan raised the debt ceiling? See, it's just like a high-stakes poker game. The debt ceiling was raised. This is this high-roller, this great global super Satan, raised us. And in other words, raised the American people, okay? It's like in a poker game.
Yeah, I recall you making that point, Dave. What would you like to pull from that or highlight about that to our guests tonight? Please stay on topic here.
Well, to stay on topic, Jesse was talking about all these lies, Mark. And, you know, I'd like to visit Holy Ayatollah Ruhollah Imam Khomeini's website, and he said they have the favorite saying of Ayatollah Khomeini. And Ayatollah Khomeini said that, he's quoted as saying, one of his favorite sayings was, if the great global super Satan should even just once accidentally speak the truth, we would still not believe him. Okay? They would still not believe, even if the great Satan just once accidentally told the truth. But you know,
that's an interesting point. Philosophically, what do you think about that, Governor? It might be a little hyperbole, but it makes the point.
You know, let's face it, I think all governments are liars. You know, we don't have the market cornered on deceiving the public. England does it. Everybody does it. Governments seems to be their forte, is to not be truthful with their people, to manipulate them and try to orchestrate them with being untruthful. And so we don't have the market cornered on it. But the thing that I would like people to understand is that from the other side, too, we're not the perfect government either. You know, we have a government that needs vast improvement. And who's responsible? The Democrats, Republicans. They're the ones that have been in charge.
And we could go off into that. That's a perfect little time for that slight segue, Governor. These so-called two parties, which are just the front end and the ass end of the same animal, it's really getting old. We really need some fresh thinking, and you can't just have variations of the GOP and variations of the Democratic Party, conservative Democrats and blue dog this and Tuesday that. I mean, how many ways can you slice the pizza here? I mean, we need some fresh material here, and we have ballot access laws that keep the other parties away. We have manipulable voting machines where you can rig the source code, and the machine will record differently than the voter, the way the voter voted. I mean, we have all these barriers.
I've got a better idea that's simpler than all of it, than taking all that on. Here's the simple idea. Two of them. First of all, on every ballot that you vote on for any elected office, they should include at the bottom none of the above and give you that option. Now, people laugh at that. But what that truly means is a vote of no confidence in government.
Yes,
Well, I'm willing to bet that there would be elections where none of the above would win. Which would be quite an embarrassment. Imagine, say, hypothetically, you're the Republican, and you defeat your Democratic opponent, but you lose to none of the above. Wouldn't that make you rethink a few of your positions?
I think it would have that tendency. The late columnist goes over and once said that you did not vote in the vote.
Here's the next thing that needs to be done. Another simple thing, but yet it's as large as Mount Everest to achieve it. And that is simply this. Remove all party designations.
impending creation and progression of political parties. Long ago, Washington warned of the pernicious influence.
Even more than Washington was John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
John Adams was vehement about it. He said that the downfall of our country would not come from outside. It would come from within when political parties take over the government.
Yes, and turn it into their own partisan test. That's very true. Nevertheless, you see countries like Switzerland with 12 parties. You wonder what's going on with Tweedledee and Tweedledummer over here with our so-called parties. But I appreciate you sharing those views. That's some food for thought to analyze for later on that.
Sure.
But, now about your book on 63 documents.
Yep.
What document in here shocked you the most?
If you had none of them shocked me the most. I can't categorize it like that, but the one that troubles me a great deal is document 24 and 25, I believe they are. Let me get to the book. Document 24 and 25, emergency detention camps and civilian inmate labor program. Now, on my TV show, too, we found the Homeland Security bill where FEMA is to build six of these detention camps. And, in fact, you can go to the Army website today and you can get training in being a detention camp guard in this civilian labor force. What are we talking about here in the United States of America?
That's a very good question. You know, I always wondered about remember the Base Realignment and Closure Commission? They called it BRAC.
Yeah.
I always wondered what they were going to do with all those closed military bases. You know, not that that would be the exclusive way of gaining land for these kind of detention centers, but they closed an awful lot of military bases, northern Michigan, all over the place.
Well, all I know is it disturbs me greatly when they start talking about detention camps. Whom do they plan on putting in there? And for what? What purpose would you possibly be putting? Well, they try to claim that it's for emergencies like Katrina.
Yeah,
I find that hard to believe when some of the places I've looked at, they're locked in. They can't come and go freely.
And they're nowhere near stores, or they're nowhere near hurricane zones, or or there's too many of them, or too large to be explained away in that manner.
That's one. And then the other one that I found interesting was, to me personally, was on the terrorism one. This one really gets to me as a veteran because it makes me hang my head in shame. Documents 57, 58, 59, the paper trail on the CIA's destruction of 92 torture videos. Now, first of all, my tax dollar pays for all that. So shouldn't I have a right to be able to skip copies of these torture videos? I mean, what could be more entertaining on a slow Friday night than to put in a few good torture videos to watch?
Yes,
And I say that, of course, being cynical and sarcastic, because it troubles me. It makes me ashamed as a veteran that I now serve the country that tortures people.
Yeah, true. We're acting like the very enemies that we claim to abhor and to.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I find it very interesting that we have, this country is dominated by what, Christians?
Well, allegedly.
Every Christian must have felt bad when Bin Laden was killed, because if you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, you don't wish ill will on your enemy.
No, you do not.
If you're a true follower, and you can't pick and choose what you're going to follow, you can't just say, well, I follow Jesus Christ's teachings on this, but on this, all the heck with it. No, if you're a Christian, he said to love thy enemy.
Yeah, which is very counterintuitive for people that have been fed the propaganda about our so-called enemy.
Why would they rejoice at the death of Osama bin Laden? If they were true. Now, for me, I'm an atheist, so I could cheer if they killed him, because I don't follow the teachings of any religion.
I see. Well, coming from a Christian background, it's true that you're supposed to, despite your counterintuitive feeling or the seeming contradiction, that you're supposed to nevertheless submit yourself to the will of the Lord. And
let God be the punisher, right?
I don't think it totally, forbids, I guess you'd say, some degree of the law being involved in the earthly life. But without getting into it deeply, you're basically supposed to, allow justice in the long term to work itself out and to follow the will of the Lord, even if it seems counterintuitive.
Well, like I said, if you followed Jesus Christ's teachings, you wouldn't rejoice over the death of Bin Laden.
No, you wouldn't.
You know, if you truly follow it, but, you know, like I said, I can rejoice over it because I don't follow any teachings, any religious teachings. I follow George Carlin.
Yeah,
have you ever heard George Carlin when he talks about he worships the sun?
Yeah, I have, and he's made some good political points. He was quite the commentator himself on a number of political issues.
Oh,
but,
yeah. And we lost a great conscience when George Carlin died.
But, of course, it all begs the question, whether we celebrate or not, did Osama bin Laden really have anything at all, if much, to do with 9/11? But digressing there, one of the documents that really gets me, along with the ones you listed, is number 50, Subverting the Constitution. I alluded to it earlier, John C. Yoo, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General, the Justice Department's secret plan where the military could attack civilian targets and basically start surveillance on anyone without a warrant.
Horrible. Utterly horrible.
Yeah, that's another one I was at. We'll be right back with some parting comments with Governor Ventura. Stay tuned.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless, and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Departing comments and observations. We're winding up our exclusive first RBN interview that I know of on this network with Governor Ventura, formerly, of course, the actual governor of Minnesota, now the former military man as an activist and an author, and his latest book we've been discussing, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Check it out through First Amendment Books, an affiliate of ASC, 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. Ask for 63 Documents, as it's called for short. And, Governor, I want to thank you for being on the show. The hour goes quickly. I'm looking at the table of contents here. I'm really getting the bird's eye view here. Not only do you have MKUltra, you have the CIA's Project Artichoke, along with Operation Northwoods in the Kennedy years that you mentioned. What really happened at the Gulf of Tonkin, very, very revealing. And moving forward, you do have Fixing the Vote in Ohio. We touched on vote fraud earlier. In a part three section, and the continuity of operations plan by the Army. How long did it take you to get all these documents together? What went into this work?
Well, I got to give, that's why I have Dick Russell with me. You know, mm-hmm. Dick is the guy, he is phenomenal at research. And Dick's uh-huh. the one that does the major research and just produces the documents to me as he finds them. And, of course, then I read them and comment on them. But, no, I have to give all the credit there to Dick Russell because he's the man that, that's why we make a good team. We fill in each buddy's shortcomings. I'm not a good researcher. He is.
An internet kill switch, question mark, is even put in there. Something that American Free Press will be looking at shortly, and maybe we'll use your book for one reference source on that. At any rate, even the RAND report on terrorism, World Bank report on drugs, cover a lot of ground here, even though we tended to focus tonight a bit on 9/11 being the 10th year, 10th anniversary this September of that harrowing event. At any rate, I see you dedicated the book to Ron Paul, the only federal elected official who'll stand up for America on the congressional floor. Interesting that he's running for president again, and now they're waiting to see if Governor Rick Perry of Texas will step into the fray since the GOP field seems to be the cure for insomnia in some people's views, but at any rate, again, thanks for being on the show. Listeners can get this book by calling 888-699-NEWS. Ask for this book at First Amendment Book, 63 Documents. Any parting words, Governor?
Just for everyone to be vigilant out there that you can't have good government without good citizens being active in it. All the faults of our government ultimately fall to us. We are the ones that have to take control and manage our country. And that's what I urge people to get active and start doing.
Yeah, don't just call your congressman about legislation. Look at these documents yourself. Share them with your state rep. Share them with your local rep, your town council. Get to know your local and state governors and governing officials and the governor of your state. Get to know their aides. Get to know the people, not just the federal government. I always say.
And if I can interject quickly, then I'm running. Always remember, 2 days a week you work for the government. You better pay attention because that's how much of your money they take.
They're paying attention to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, and we'll do it again.
Thanks. Sounds good, Governor. We'll see you next time. And thanks, everybody, for listening on this special edition of AFP Hour. We'll see you tomorrow night with my host, co-host, Pat Shannon.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100